you know that? The culture there is, the ethics behind that are, sit back and be thoughtful with some of our highlighted interviews on Moncrief. Now, the US publishers Image are third in the comic book market after Marvel and DC. They published the Walking Dead series, and now they have a new title coming out called Savage Town, which is set in Limerick. And we're joined by the creator of Savage Town, Declan Shalvey. Declan, good afternoon to you.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Tell us a bit about your history in the comic book business.
I've been working in comics for about like maybe 10 years now, but primarily for Marvel Comics, but also DC Comics. So I have a kind of a foothold in the like superhero action bonanza. So I've done stuff like Punisher and Deadpool and X-Men, stuff that like everybody knows now from like films and TVs and stuff. But back when I was reading that as a kid, no one knew what the hell any of that stuff was, you know. But for the last couple of years, I've been doing a series with Image Comics. And the great thing about that is when you work on these projects, you own them, you know. So yeah. If there was ever like a team, like Robert Kirkman created The Walking Dead, and now he's like amazingly successful as having made that. But if you make something for Marvel, that's theirs. It's hugely empowering to be able to do your own stuff. So since I've been doing so well on this project called Injection, I thought, well, it'd be nice if I could kind of make something that's more Irish, you know.
Yeah. And are you an illustrator or do you write the stories? Or
I'm pretty amazing, Sean. I can do both.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Well, I've been primarily illustrator. I've been drawing comics for Marvel. I started writing last year. It was last year. I did a Nick Fury short story. I'm moving into writing basically. So what I'm basically doing is drawing one project for one writer and writing one project for another artist. I'm trying to, you know,
spread my wings a little. And can you do all that from Ireland?
Oh yeah, like I do it. I live in Sandyford, like, so I have a studio space, and I draw, and my girlfriend colors. So between both of us, we basically make, like, she works, she does like Batman, Hawkeye, loads of comic books stuff for DC and Marvel and Image.
Yeah.
She can do a lot more projects, whereas like I'll mainly do Injection, and I'll kind of dip, like I do a lot of covers. So I do covers for Punisher for the last year. But yeah, we just do it all from Dublin.
How did you get into this?
Drew a lot, had no friends. I went to art college in Limerick, which is kind of where Savage Town came from a lot. But I went to a lot of I was basically scraping by. The cool thing about Limerick is it's not an expensive city, so I was able to, like, you know, live in the cheap. But I went to conventions in the UK and conventions in America, and you slowly kind of like get your work out there, and you get to do better, and you do. I got some small little jobs in the UK just to kind of hone my craft. But I got my first Marvel work in 2010. I met a writer who worked for Marvel, and he liked my work, so he suggested them to the editors. They said, "Do you want to try draw these couple of issues?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do."
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've just consistently been working with them in some capacity.
Yeah, and say for the likes of Marvel or DC, would they have loads of people around the world who do various things for them?
Yeah, a lot. There's a lot from Ireland now.
Yeah,
there's, I would say, off the top of my head, 7 people from Ireland who are working for Marvel in some capacity in the last 5 years. It's really exploded. But I mean, yeah, they have like a lot of British guys, Italians. It just depends on talent. You just have to be good enough. You know, going to America and meeting these people helps an awful lot. Getting experience, getting feedback. But it's just talent is the job application, basically.
Now, Savage Town, I mean, and I suppose... And tell me, what is the correct, you know, is graphic novel the correct terminology? Is comic book the correct terminology?
Basically, if it's single issues, it's comic books.
Yeah.
Graphic novels are generally the collections. It's for us who like comics is fine, but most people don't take comics seriously. They see it as some kind of secondary medium. So the term graphic novel was coined by Will Eisner years ago. And like literary people love that crap. You know, it sounds more pretentious. So they're like, let's go for it. So, but as regards Savage Town, it's not going to be single issues. It will be a graphic novel because it'll be published as a 150 page book.
Right. Okay. And it's not people in spandex. It's not superheroes. This is a story about ordinary people.
Yeah, if it's spandex, it's just maybe some girl in a skirt that's way too small for her or something, you know. I've done so much work in American comics, and I mean, I love all that stuff. I love all the superheroes, but of having done so much work in an American kind of context, as in their American characters, and even with the creator-owned series I have now, Injection, they're, you know, the one thing I really wanted was to have an Irish character. So the first issue had took place in Dublin, and I was like, oh, that's great. It felt good to kind of be doing something that informed the Irish culture to a degree, because it's one kind of thing that really bothers me is how comics are just seen as superheroes here, and I would love them if it was seen as like another medium like theatre or film, because the possibilities are endless. It's just the resources in this country aren't there. That's why we have to go to America to get stuff published. Whereas with Injection, because I was able to have a little bit of Irish stuff in there, I was like, what would it be like to like see Limerick in a comic,
and which is, as you mentioned, that's where you went to college, so yeah, you know,
yeah,
it fairly well.
Yeah, I lived there for years, like, so I just thought, if I was going to do something that I made from scratch, I wanted to be Irish set. I wanted to work with an Irish collaborator, Phil Barrett. He's a illustrator from Donegal, and I wanted to make something that felt authentic, you know, whether it's good or bad, whatever you think of it, that when you read the book, an Irish person will feel like it's Irish, and an American person won't know what the hell it is, because they'll be talking in slang or they'll be in their accents.
Was that a concern for you? And it must be a concern for people who write Irish books and make Irish movies as well, to, you know, for somebody outside the island to understand what the hell's going on.
I know a friend who works at another comic publisher and who don't let you do whatever you want. And they said, like, because I think it was set in Scotland, and he wanted it to be in like Glaswegian, and they were like, God, no, like, Americans aren't going to know that. But personally, I'm just going to lean into it, because I think, especially because it's a comic, even if you're not 100% sure what they're saying, you can still see everything.
Yeah.
And if we're doing a good job, we're telling our stories. And I think that sometimes things like that, while they might seem like they're like, you know, The Wire is a great example for me, where a lot of it is like street lingo that you do not understand, and the other half of it is cop lingo, which you do not understand.
Well, actually, in the first 5 minutes of The Wire, an awful lot of people were put off because they had no idea what anybody was saying.
Yeah,
but after a while, you kind of get acclimatized.
If you buy the book, you're going to keep reading it. And I feel like if it was single issues, maybe it'd be more of a concern that they might not buy the second one. But if you buy the first, if you buy the graphic novel, then you've bought it. So I feel like you'll lean into it, and you'll get the accents, and you'll get the lingo.
Well, because even the title Savage Town,
yeah,
so somebody from Ireland that might just take that literally as meaning it's a savage place, whereas we might mean savage in the good way.
That's exactly why I have the title. You know, we announced it at Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle last weekend. And, you know, I explained it's how you say it. If something is savage, that would be bad. If something is savage, then it's good. So I'm calling it Savage Town. But that's what I kind of like. You know, a lot of it is kind of like, I noticed, having traveled the world a little bit, that people don't have a problem with our accents, is that we'll explain things. We kind of have a very roundabout way of explaining things. Like, we've turned a phrase, which if you look at as just text, makes no sense at all. You're like, there, you know, I remember I was telling a friend of mine that, oh, I'll meet you there, so all together. And that made sense to me. And when you read the text message, I'll meet you there, so, like, those words together don't make any sense, but when you say them, they do. And that's just something I felt that's very particular to where to hear. And I just wanted to put that on a comic. And sure, look, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but I just thought it'd be worth a shot.
And is it set in a particular time period? And what's the story?
It's a story. It's set like the turn of the millennium, basically. Kind of a lot of it is about Ireland, and I'm kind of like, much like science fiction or anything else, or horror, crime as a genre is a great way to kind of like tell a broader story. So the story is kind of, it's kind of about Ireland, in that using the gang as a metaphor, you know. Because it's a graphic novel, I have to be pretentious. It's the story of, basically, there's two, it's kind of inspired by a lot of the stuff that was happening in Limerick at the time, because I was studying there, and there was some stuff happening, but I was completely unaware of the context or why. And, you know, I've done research since. And so the story that I'm kind of going with is that there's two big gangs, and there's this one small gang in the middle that nobody really cares about, led by Jimmy Savage. There's that word again. You see? Yeah, not just an illustrator.
Yeah.
I got brains. But basically, he's a small operation, and as long as he's not, you know, having ideas above his station, they'll leave him alone. But of course, because this is a story, something happens where he gets into trouble and has to find his way out of it.
Right.
And for me, the story is basically of his rise, because I said failing upwards, basically, which is like basically what I've done. You know.
Now, the depiction of Limerick in that way Now, given that you obviously have an affection for Limerick, you lived in Limerick, so I assume you had to be careful to take into consideration, because Limerick has so often been just tarred with the criminals.
It has, and I mean, I've massive. I'm definitely aware of that. What I'm trying to do maybe is use that perception, like, because again, it's crime, so there's no point. Like, there's going to be bad stuff in it, but maybe trying to twist it and use the conventions of the genre and what people associate Limerick with to kind of tell a human story. Because a lot of it is about how, like, I'll read a newspaper and there'll be some criminal sent to prison for whatever, and there's words like, you know, vile thug or monster, or there's all these really horrible words to describe you, and people who've done horrible things. Don't get me wrong, but you know, maybe I'm just such a bleeding heart. I don't like how we tend to demonize people who we don't understand. I feel that it lets us off the hook as a society. And while I don't want to glorify these types of characters, I do want to kind of take advantage of the genre, of the setting, and maybe kind of tell a human story about people. You know, they just happen to live in these scenarios, and maybe show people, like, you know, what was happening at that time, which people outside of Ireland would have, because I'm aware there's an Irish audience, and I definitely want an Irish audience to get involved with this, but I'm trying to tell a story that, like, people will outside of Ireland wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, obviously the Celtic Tiger is a backdrop to part of that. Given that it is International Women's Day, here's a question for you. Laura says, why all female comic characters painted with such big boobs and tiny waists? That really bothers me, especially as my sons are avid comic book readers.
Well, it really bothers me that she thinks that's the case, because it's not anymore. I mean, to be honest, a lot of the, like, I'm somebody who draws a lot, you have to a quick turnaround. If you're not thinking about what you're doing, you're just going to go, your brain will just go back to the most obvious thing. And a lot of these times you're just drawing figures and you'll just draw a belt costume on, and you're not taking the time to figure that out. I think, like, of course there is a lot of, like, sexist men, you know, or who are not even thinking about it. There's the trappings of the genre. But if you have a look at a lot of comics now, there's way more women creators. There's way more appreciation for diversity of opinion, diversity of body type, diversity of background. I like, look in the comic shop now, I think you'd be very surprised. Like, the Ms. Marvel is one of the biggest comic books that Marvel have right now, and it's about a young 13-year-old girl, a Muslim 13-year-old girl. There's none of that stuff at all. Like, you know, it's a generalization that's warranted from past behavior. I'll grant, but I think if you take a look around, there's a lot better stuff now.
Okay, when is Savage Town available now, or
it's just announced, because we've been working on it for a long time, but at the convention, basically they announced the line of books that are coming out that year. So some books will be, like, in single issues, but because ours is a trade, the book market will announce it soon, so we're kind of, like, you know, trying to get as much press, but it won't be. It'll be September when it comes out, and I'm sure I'll be doing, like, hit every bookshop around. Because again, I want to promote. I think I was explaining to some people, is I want to promote Ireland to comic readers, and I want to promote comics to Irish people.
More interviews to make you go on Moncrief weekdays from 2 p.m.